No country has won more gold medals in men's Olympic ice hockey than Canada, and no country has won more silver medals than the U.S. Tomorrow, they go head-to-head, stick-to-stick, the Olympic final. NPR sports correspondent Becky Sullivan will be there, but she joins us now. Becky, thanks so much for being with us.
Of course. Good morning, Scott.
So, biggest game in history or merely of the century?
Good question. Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's absolutely massive. This is exactly what I think probably everybody was hoping for coming into this Olympic Games. And I think, you know, the last game I can recall that is this big was, of course, the 2010 Olympic final. That was in Vancouver between Canada and the U.S. Just an amazing overtime thriller where the young Sidney Crosby scored the golden goal to win it for Canada. And yeah, no hockey game has come even close to ratings since then for that game. So it's been 16 years since we've had a game like this. I expect tens and tens of millions, if not more, people to tune in. It should be really, really amazing.
And this year, NHL players playing for the first time in more than a decade, right?
Exactly. Yeah, they haven't played since 2014 in Sochi. And, you know, so the U.S. and Canada, these two rosters are stacked with stars who just haven't ever gotten a chance to play. They're the two best teams in the tournament. All of them were hoping for this. Here's how the U.S. winger and star Matthew Tkachuk put it last night.
This is the pinnacle of the sport. This is as good as it gets, and a rivalry that's as good as it gets.
Boy, he's right. Look, you've been watching these two teams all week.
Mm-hmm.
One look stronger than the other?
You know, it's hard to say, Scott. I think both have looked great at their peaks. I'll say this for Canada. They've had two nail-biter elimination games in a row, the first against Czechia in the quarterfinals, and again yesterday in the semifinals versus Finland. And in both games, they were down a goal in the third period. Yet, honestly, even when they were trailing, I felt like it was inevitable. It felt like the whole arena felt like it was inevitable that they would keep their chances alive because their top line is insane. Connor McDavid, he's the best player in hockey. Next to him, Nathan MacKinnon, who this season is the NHL's top goal scorer. Next to them, Macklin Celebrini, 19 years old, easily the best young player in the league. When those three guys are on the ice at the same time, I mean, it's just like, it's madness. And so, you know, one of them has the puck, another one has the puck. It just feels like it's going to happen. That's what happened yesterday with less than a minute left to play in that tie game against Finland. McDavid passes it to MacKinnon, who of course scores the goal with like 35 seconds left, and on they go.
Meanwhile, the U.S. had a, talk about decisive, 6-2 win over Slovakia yesterday. So that's kind of victory you want going into a big game, isn't it?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, exactly. And they, you know, they also experienced a little bit of the adversity, too, in their own quarterfinal game. That was against Sweden. That went to overtime. It took defenseman Quinn Hughes to score the game winner in that one. He was the hero. I mean, I think on paper, there's definitely a talent gap, right? I mean, there's no Connor McDavid on Team USA, but it does definitely, the Americans have their guys. I think key is going to be Connor Hellebuyck. He's the star goaltender. He's been so dominant in the NHL. Last year, he was named MVP. That's the first goalie. He was the first goalie to win that award in a decade. Also, I mentioned Quinn Hughes. He's been excellent. And then I think, you know, just another star to name, that's the captain, Austin Matthews. He's also the captain of the Toronto Maple Leafs. He's been very solid in this tournament, but he hasn't had like a game-breaking moment yet. And I think, obviously, tomorrow's game would be the perfect time for that.
So what do American players tell you?
I mean, this has been weighing on these American minds for the past year now because, Scott, you might remember this time last year, the NHL organized this four-team tournament in lieu of an all-star game. They called it the Four Nations Face-Off. Yeah. It featured the U.S., Canada, Sweden, and Finland. And it was just like a smashing success, especially because it took place in the weeks after President Trump's second inauguration. He was making all these comments at the time about, you know, making Canada the 51st state. He was putting these tariffs on Canada. And it just led to an unbelievable atmosphere when the two teams met, the U.S. and Canada did for the first time. In Montreal, you had Canadian fans booing the Star Spangled Banner. There were three fights in the first 9 seconds of the game. The U.S. won that first one, but then 5 days later, they met again for the final in Boston, and it was Canada's turn to win. They had the overtime goal by their biggest star, Connor McDavid, who came through in the clutch. So obviously, the Americans have been thinking a lot about that since then. They are looking to rewrite the story this time, and it really just should be electric.
Boy, it has all the makings, doesn't it?
Sure does.
So glad you're there for us. NPR's Becky Sullivan in Milan. Thanks so much.
Of course. You're welcome.